弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
圣诞快乐。
A blessed Christmas, Merry Christmas.
好像有点冷淡。圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas.
哦，对，孩子可以到五楼去啊，孩子可以到五楼去。我们讲台上接下来会按着马可福音再次的来认识耶稣。
From today onwards, the pulpit ministry will preach on the Gospel of Mark for us who know Jesus better.
马可福音里面没有记载关于耶稣诞生的细节和故事。
The Gospel of Mark does not record the story of Jesus' birth in great detail.
但这不表示耶稣他是突如其来的出现。
But this doesn't mean that Jesus appears suddenly on the scene.
Next.OK， 对不起 ，OK， 哦，回去下一个。OK， 好 ，OK， 好。耶稣呢，他其实也是确实的诞生在历史的时代之中。
In reality, Jesus is truly birthed in a historical era.
所以他进入了一个民族。
He entered into a nation of people.
也必然就接受了其中的传统和文化。
And inevitably has to accept the tradition and culture embedded in that people.
当然也就免不了必须承载这整个民族他有的这个历史的包袱。
And certainly he has to bear the historical baggage of the people.
换言之呢，耶稣的诞生其实就使他成为了一个历史性的角色。
In other words, Jesus' birth allows him to become a historical figure.
为什么我会这样子的开始说呢
？Why do I begin like this？
因为这样的一个认知是非常关键性的。
Because such an awareness is very critical。
有时候我会突发奇想。
Sometimes I like to let my imagination go wild。
我说：“哎呀，耶稣他好像真的是选错时间诞生了。
”I think, "Aiya, Jesus has chosen the wrong time to be born."
耶稣如果是诞生在这个时代的话。
If only Jesus were born in this era, our times,
那该多好、啊、
That would be so wonderful.
就好比这个英国的威廉王子，他有两个孩子。
Like the two sons of Prince William.
这两个孩子从出生到现在
Since birth,
这个社交媒体简直是时时刻刻的追踪每一个成长的过程。
The William sons have, their growth and development has been the spotlight of social media.
有时候我就在那边想
Sometimes I think, wow.
哇，如果耶稣的诞生还有他的整个成长都有这样子的媒体的报道。
If only Jesus' birth and growing has such media coverage.
然后又有很多社交网站的广泛流传。
And then we post it on the internet and it goes viral.
这样子的那种传播效果，哇，你可以想象是可想而知的。
Then the mass con effect will be so great.
这个约瑟和玛利亚呢，他只要定时在那个脸书上更新他的消息。
And Jesus, Joseph and Mary, they only need to upload the new happenings of Jesus.
那我们我们传福音的话呢，只需要负责like， 然后呢传载那个消息就可以了。
And evangelism becomes so simple, you know, we just need to go on Facebook, we share it, and we repost it, and we put like.
可是我们会发现耶稣的诞生，他的价值。其实并不在于这些消息。
But then we realize that the value and the meaning of Jesus' birth is not about such things, such news.
所以你会发现，就算是福音书里面关于诞生的信息，其实是不多的。
So you realize that even the gospel does not give you much info about the Christmas events.
我们甚至连耶稣的样貌，我们也不清楚，完全的不知道。
We do not even know how Jesus looks like.
更重要的呢？其实我们应该知道的是耶稣的诞生对于当时候的犹太人它的意义是什么
The more important thing is what is the significant meaning of Jesus' birth to the Jews at that time
今天当我们来庆祝圣诞节
To celebrate Christmas today
我们首先就得明白耶稣的出现对于当时候他们的意义是什么
To understand Christmas today, we need first to understand the meaning of Jesus' appearance to the people at that time.
然后我们才能明白从那时候那样的一个意义到我们现在这个意义又是什么。
Only then can we understand what is the implications of those meanings for us today.
马可福音第一章第一节,
Gospel of Mark chapter 1 verse 1.
他是这么写的, 他说, 神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头,
the beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God.
这样短短的一句话里面,
it's such a short sentence.
可以说是把耶稣的整个出现, 他的诞生, 还有马可本身他写作的这个整个心意呢, 充分地表达出来了。
Very short sentence, but it fully expresses the birth of Jesus and what the writer Mark's purpose of writing is.
首先呢, 是神的儿子,
the Son of God.
神的儿子就让你首先是联想到的呢, 是以色列百姓, 因为他们就是神的子民。
The Son of God brings to mind the people of God, the people of Israel.
当然神的儿子也包括神所创造的世人, 而就以亚当就作为一个很代表性的一个人。
The Son of God also includes mankind that God has created, and Adam is a representative of all this.
所以在这个马太福音和路加福音里面都以家谱来表示这个。
So whether it's the Gospel of Mark or Luke, it starts with a genealogy to express this.
而基督呢, 基督是什么意思呢?
What about Christ? What does it mean?
基督的意思就是让你联想到这个是神所恩膏的一个人。基督的意思就是恩膏的意思。
The Christ, the Messiah, is the one that God has anointed.
而这样的一个恩膏为什么被恩膏呢? 就是因为是神所清点呼召的。
To be anointed means God has called personally this person.
而这样在这样的一个人身上，神要赋予他的能力。
Called personally and endowed with power and authority.
所以我们也明白呢, 就是他是一个被托付, 一个使命的人。
It's a person who has been given authority to fulfill a mission of God.
接下来是福音。
The gospel.
福音是什么福音? 就是好消息的意思。
Gospel is good news.
而什么是好消息呢? 大多数的时候, 这样的一个意思呢, 就表示神要来拯救他的子民。
What is the good news? It points to God's salvation of his people.
这句话里面最精彩的就是那个字起头。
But the best of all is the word the beginning.
而这个起头呢, 就让你联想到创世纪。
The beginning brings to mind Genesis.
在这里呢, 神要再次的行动了。
It says here that God is going to act again.
要从黑暗、混沌、空虚中呢, 带来光明、秩序和丰盛。
To bring forth light, order and abundance out of darkness, chaos and void.
当我们把这些联想在一起的时候,
when you link all this up,
你就会对耶稣这个人物的到来呢, 充满着期待。
You will be filled with great expectation for people, for a person like Jesus who is coming.
因为你知道在这个故事, 在这个世界里面,
because you will know that in this story and in this world,
神要通过这样的一个人, 来动工。
Through this man, God will act.
而神要为他自己的百姓带来拯救。
And God will act to bring salvation to his people.
不过什么是拯救呢?
But what then is salvation?
什么是福音? 什么是好消息呢?
What is the good news? What is the gospel?
这个问题对每一个人都会有一个不同的答案。
Different people may have different answers to this question.
如果你破产了,
if you're bankrupt,
那当然资金就是好消息。
The funds will be your good news.
如果你在重病中,
if you're critically ill,
那医治就是好消息。
Healing is good news to you.
如果你感觉到绝望,
if you are without hope,
那希望就是好消息。
Hope is good news to you.
而在马可福音里面, 我们就看到耶稣他是一一的 对症下药。
In the Gospel of Mark, we shall see how Jesus handles all this situation one by one.
但是对于整个以色列民族而言,
but to the whole, or the entire people of Israel,
他们绝对也有那种民族性所需要的一个好消息。
They have a certain good news that they as a whole people needs.
而在这里最关切的就是他们跟神之间的这个关系。
And most critically, it harbors on their relationship with God.
因为他们明白说只要这个关系能够复合,
because they understand that as long as this relationship is restored,
那他们民族的复兴,
then the people's restoration,
他们民族能够得荣耀,
the people's glory,
这都是随之而来必然发生的事。
All this will naturally ensue.
所以马可里面的好消息，马可的福音是什么呢？
So what is the good news of Mark?
马可的福音就是耶稣本身就是那个福音，耶稣本身就是好消息。
Mark's good news is this, that Jesus himself is the good news.
马可用两个方式，至少两个方式来表达这点。
Mark uses at least two ways to express this.
第一呢，他就借用了这个以赛亚书。
The first one is through the book of Isaiah.
马可就是刻意的让我们看到在以赛亚里面所应许的那个好消息，所应许的那个拯救，也在耶稣的身上就完全的体现出来了。
The writer Mark shows us that all the promises of the good news and salvation that Isaiah has promised are now fulfilled or manifested in Jesus.
所以我们今年的这个降临节的这个灵修材料就用以赛亚来预备大家。
And therefore the Advent materials for us today, this year, we use the book of Isaiah to prepare our hearts.
马可的第二个表达方式是借用诗篇。
The second expression that Mark uses is through the Psalms.
所以马可就是引用了诗篇第二篇、二十二篇、四十九、幺幺零和幺幺八。
He uses various psalms, Psalms 2, 22, 49, 110, and 118.
在今天的圣诞节
，In this morning's Christmas message,
我就希望能够学习马可。
I hope that we are studying Mark.
同样的，借用这个诗篇一百一十八篇
，And likewise through the Psalm 118,
把这样的一个好消息带给大家
，To share this good news to all of us.
我们现在要来看这个诗篇。
Let's read the psalm together.
不过这个诗篇有点特别。
But this psalm is very unique.
它有很多重复的话。
There are many repetitive words.
所以一个一呼一应的那个起应的方式会特别有效果。
So we will use this response to have this effect.
所以这个白色的部分我会来念。
The white portion I will read.
不过红色的部分就让大家大声的来回应。
And the red portion may the congregation read loudly together.
我们就想象我们是在当时候的这个犹太人的圣殿里面。
Imagine that we are in the temple like the Israelites were.
这个祭司就读白色的部分。
As a priest read the white portion.
不过我们作为好像以色列犹太百姓这样，我们就大声的回应。
Then as the people of God, let us respond loudly, those in red.
好，大声的来哈。
Let's read loudly together.
你看到感叹号就知道要大声了哈。
You see the exclamation mark means loud and clear.
好，大声来。好，你们要称谢耶和华，因为他本为善。
For his love endures forever.
愿以色列说。
His love endures forever.
愿亚伦的家说。
His love endures forever.
愿敬畏耶和华的人说。
His love endures forever.
我在极难中求告耶和华，他就应允我，把我安置在宽阔之地。有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？在那帮助我的人中，必有耶和华帮助我。我要看见那恨我的人遭报。
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
这个好像说的不够肯定。我们再来一次好吗？大声的来说。
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
万民围绕我。
But in the name of the Lord, I cut them down.
他们环绕我，围困我。
But in the name of the Lord, I cut them down.
他们如疯子围绕我，好像烧荆棘的火，必被熄灭。
In the name of the Lord, I cut them down.
你推我，叫我跌倒，但耶和华帮助了我。耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他成为了我的拯救。在义人的帐篷里，有欢呼拯救的声音。
The Lord's right hand has done mighty things.
耶和华的右手高举。
The Lord's righteous hand, right hand has done mighty things.
我必不致死，总要存活，并要传扬耶和华的作为。耶和华虽严严地惩治我，却未将我交给死亡。这个我们一起大声地来念。
来
给我敞开一门，我要进去称谢耶和华。这是耶和华的门，义人要进去。这样子念起来才澎湃。
哇 ，lots of emotion there. Yeah.
在这个诗篇里面有一个故事，还有一套神学。
There's a story in this psalm, and there is a theology too.
我先要来讲这个故事。
Let me talk about the story first.
然后我们就会讲他的神学。
Then I'll share the theology.
这个故事呢，讲述的是有一个受困的君王。
The story is about a king who is entrapped.
所以在第五节，他就形容说我在急难中。
In verse 5, he describes himself as being hard pressed.
Hard pressed is a good translation. 这个急难啊。他意思就是说，他是好像被困住这样一种困境。
The original language means being in a crisis or being shackled, restricted.
Being pressed.
Being oppressed.
它是一种辖制，一种好像被压迫这样。
Being oppressed.
一种被限制的一种局面。
A situation that's been restricted.
所以在第十节到十二节里面就描述的更清楚。
Verses 10 and 12 describes the scenario in greater detail.
什么意思呢？就是一种好像兵临城下的感觉。
This is almost like being surrounded by enemies.
然后被围城那种局面。
Being put in a siege.
所以就算不是被围城呢，我们也可以想象，可能是那种仇敌重重围绕的那种处境。
Even if not being in a siege, it's been surrounded by enemies on all sides.
想到这种情景的时候
，Well, if I think of a scene like this,
我那时候我就联想到，有那种好像楚霸王项羽，他被十面埋伏、四面楚歌的那种心情。
The scene brings to mind the king of Chu, which is 项羽, when he was besieged by his enemies in all angles.
项羽那时候被困在垓下。
项羽 was trapped in 垓下。
And 然后他在垓下歌里面呢这样子的描述。
And then he sang this song of 垓下。
他说：“力拔山兮气盖世。”时不利兮，追不逝；追不逝兮，可奈何？虞兮虞兮，奈若何？他的意思是说，我的力量可以拔起大山。
Says that my forces can pull out the mountains.
我的豪气世上是无人能比的。
My pride in the world, none can compare.
可是这个局势就是不利于我。
But alas, the current situation is just not to my benefit.
我的乌骓马也是跑不起来了，过不去了。
My horse, 乌骓马 is not able to advance.
乌骓马不前进，我又能够怎么办呢？
What else can I do?
虞姬是太太，虞姬啊，虞姬，我又该把你怎么办呢？
And then his wife, 虞姬啊，虞姬， what shall I do about you?
也许我们没有那种战争的经验。
Perhaps none of us has such better experience.
年轻一辈的新加坡人很难想象那时候的犹太人被那种四面仇敌围绕的那种绝望。
It's difficult for young Singaporeans to imagine how the Jews felt when they were surrounded by enemies.
更不用说那种随时可能被灭族的那种危机感。
The sense of hopelessness when the impending destruction of their own people.
可是这种危机感
，But this sense of crisis.
不管是古时还是耶稣的时代
，The sense of crisis, be it ancient times or Jesus' time,
甚至就算是近代呢，犹太人总有这种危机感。
Even the Jews of today, they always bear with them this sense of crisis.
可是我们相信，就算是我们不能够想象
，We believe that even it is difficult for us to imagine.
可是我们在我们个人的这个生命故事里面
，But for each of us in our life stories，
我们总有那种被孤立
，You will certainly have encountered experience of being alone，
那种求救无门的那种经验
，of being helpless。
你可能就好像项羽一样
，just like 项羽，
满腔的这个壮志豪情
，full of passion and ambition。
可是你就觉得说啊，可惜时不利我
，But alas, the times and conditions is just not for you。
就算你是楚霸王，你又能奈何呢
？Even if you are king, 项羽 you are at a loss.
所以这个就是诗篇所要描述的。
And this is what the psalm tries to describe.
一种绝望中的无可奈何。
A state of hopelessness and helplessness.
我们应该也能够感同身受。
Believe most of us can empathize with that.
所以在这种局面，我们就会问
：It is only in such situation that we will ask.
什么是拯救呢
？What is salvation？
什么是福音呢
？What is gospel？
什么是好消息呢
？What is good news？
在第五节里面就这样子的描述。
And、verse five it says，
我在急难中求告耶和华。
When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord。
他就应允我。
He brought me and he answered me。
把我安置在宽阔之地。
And brought me to a spacious space。
所以你就
，And then you take a deep breath。
就好像感觉你好像受一直受困的时候，好像仿佛要窒息的时候。
It's like when you're hard pressed until you almost suffocate.
那个最大的福音呢，就是给你一个能够喘一口气的一个空间。
Perhaps the best news is for you to have an opportunity to take a breather.
我刚才说这个一百十八篇有一个故事，有一套神学。
I said before that Psalm 118 has a story and then a theology.
这个受困的国王的故事，我先讲一半。
Let me share the story of the entrapped king.
现在我要来讲这个神学。
I've done that, and now I will share the theology.
神学是什么呢？
What is the theology?
它的神学其实就是这个诗篇里面开始的第一节和最后的这个一节呢，它是同一句的一句话。
The theology of this psalm is encapsulated in a sentence at the start and at the end of the psalm.
他说：“你们要称谢耶和华，因为他本为善。”他的慈爱永远长存。
Says here, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good; His love endures forever.
前面的四节就重复的说，他的慈爱永远长存。
And the first four verses will repeat this: His love endures forever.
到了最后一节，还是重复这一句话。
And it is repeated again in the last verse.
这个是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
这里是说，我们之所以应当来赞美。来敬拜，来称谢耶和华，是因为我们确信他对他的子民的命运，他的心是善。
It says that we can truly come and worship and praise and give thanks to God. It's because we truly believe that His purpose for His people and for their destiny is good, is noble.
可是善意并不表示愿意。
But good does not imply what they desire.
所以在这里呢，这个慈爱这个词就非常的关键。
And so the word love here becomes critical.
希伯来文对于这个词，它的字就是 chesed。
The Hebrew word for covenant love is chesed.
在这里所表达的呢，其实没有一个字真的能够完全的表达这样的一个字。
There is no word that can fully translate the meaning of chesed.
有一些就翻译所谓的恩慈。
Sometimes it's translated as mercy.
有时候是翻译成所一种慈祥。
Sometimes as the word loving kindness.
我发现和合本一般上都是用这个慈爱来翻译。
和合本 will use a loving kindness.
当耶利米在整个耶路撒冷被毁灭的时候
，When Jeremiah was walking through the ruins of Jerusalem after the Babylonian destruction,
他就说。他在他的哀歌里面就说：“我们不致灭亡，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱。”
In his lamentations, he prayed. He says, "The steadfast love of the of God never ceases, and His mercies never come to an end."
因为他的怜悯不致断绝。
His mercies never come to an end.
在这里用的这个怜悯这个字呢，就是这个慈爱的意思。
And the word mercies here is the word chesed.
所以。Chesed 是什么呢？
What is chesed?
它的意思呢，就是神有一个这个承诺，要永远因为他与他百姓的约，永远的爱他的百姓。
Chesed here is God's commitment to love His people based on the covenant.
在利未记那里就说，我要在你们中间行走。
And Leviticus describes this covenant. He says, I will walk among you.
我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。
I will be your God, and you shall be my people.
所以神对于他的百姓的约呢，是永远不变的。
So God's covenant love to His people is unfailing.
就算是你不值得爱
，even when you do not deserve to be loved，
你感觉不到我可爱
，even when you don't feel you're loved，
可是因为这个约，神永远会承诺说我还是爱你。
But because of this covenant, God will insist that I will still love you.
所以当我们宣告说神的慈爱是永远长存的时候
So when we proclaim that His love endures forever
我们的信念就是神的爱不单单是过去他会如此的爱
Our conviction is that God's love is just not about the past
就算是如今就算是现在
But even at present and even for the future
就算是在我们绝望的处境当中
At present in the midst of our hopeless situation
神还是如此的爱
His love remains same.
不单是如今，就算是将来，也当然必然是如此。
And not only for now, but certainly for the future too.
这就是诗篇所要表达的神学。
This is the theology that the psalm wants to express.
是一种永远坚定
，eternally steadfast.
永远遵守承诺
，a promise keeping.
永远更新的爱
faithful and renewing love.
我们现在继续来看我们的故事。
And now let us continue our story.
这个受困的国王正面对一种绝望的局面。
This entrapped king faces a hopeless situation.
眼看就要国破家亡了。
The country and his family is going to destroy.
所以他应该继续的依靠谁来援助他呢？
Who should he rely on to save him?
是要等埃及来派救兵吗？
For Egypt to send troops?
或者是如果是耶稣的时代，是要等罗马的那个军队来手下留情吗？
Or in Jesus' time, shall he wait for the Roman army to halt their advance?
又或者是有哪一个国王，到底这个国王应该依靠谁呢？
Or who or which king should this entrapped king rely on?
就在这种时候，往往就是这种时候，你的神学就是关键。
And it is precisely at such moments that your theology becomes critical.
我们一定要依靠那个慈爱永远长存的神。
We must rely on a God whose love endures forever.
我们一定要把神过去所彰显过的爱。
We allow the God's love which was shown in the past.
成为我们现在的希望。
To be the hope of our present.
我们一定要把神过去所彰显的爱。
We must allow the love of God that was shown in the past.
成为我们未来的盼望。
To be the hope of our future.
所以我们要问说，以色列上一次同样这样子背水一战的时候是什么呢？
So we ask ourselves, when was the last time that Israel had a battle that was against all odds like this?
你们记得那个时候是几时吗？
Do you remember when was the last time?
以色列人上一次背水一战的时候是几时呢？
The last time they had a battle that was against all odds.
可能我们是不记得。
We might have forgotten it.
可是这个受困的国王他肯定是记得的。
But this entrapped king, he certainly remembers.
因为在第十四节他这么说。
Because in verse 14 he says this.
他说耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他成为了我的拯救。
He says, the Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation.
而这样的一句话其实就出自出埃及记第十五章。
And these words come from Exodus chapter 15.
原来这样的一句话就是以色列人他们那时候过红海后的诗歌。
This verse come from the song of Israel as they were crossing the Red Sea.
那时候以色列人真的是被埃及的追兵追赶，真的是被穷追不舍。
At the time, Israel was hotly pursued by the Egyptians and they reached the Red Sea.
他们到了这个红海的时候是走投无路。
At the Red Sea, there was no way forward.
那时候就是那种受困，面临绝望。
They were trapped, they were hopeless.
那时候已经大难临头，他们必须背水一战。
Disasters was ahead and they were back against the wall.
那时候神却出手相救。
And then God reached out his hand and intervened.
让他们能够绝处逢生。
Out of desperation came life.
所以这个就是受困的国王，他就是有这样的一个信念。
And so the entrapped king used this as his conviction.
他知道他要依靠那个慈爱永远长存的神。
He knows he has to rely on this God whose love endures forever.
这个故事没有告诉我们神是后来怎么样的拯救他。
We do not know how God eventually saved him.
后来神是怎么样的拯救他的民族，没有这些细节。
Nor any details of God save his people.
可是我们很肯定的，国王说神用同样的一个手，同样的来相救他。
But we are sure that this king said God saved with this same hand.
刚才就是刚才我们。 会众一起念的那些经文
And those scriptures that we read just now
第十到第十二节重复地说 我依靠耶和华的名必剿灭他们
Verses 10 to 12 and say In the name of the Lord I cut them down
第八到第九节说 投靠耶和华胜过依赖人
Verses 8 to 9 It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans
投靠耶和华胜过依赖王
It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes
而15到16节重复地说 耶和华的右手施展大能
In 15, 16, repeatedly, the Lord's right hand has done mighty things.
这样的一句话在这个出埃及记也是重复的说。
Such words were repeated in Exodus.
好了，故事讲完了。
All right, the end of the story.
神学也清楚了。
Your theology is clarified.
也许你会问我说，
Perhaps you may ask me.
这样的一个信息跟耶稣有什么关系呢？
How is this message related to Jesus?
这也其实是我不断思考的问题。It's
something that I keep pondering as well.
为什么马可会觉得耶稣的出现 会表达了这样的一个诗篇这样的意义呢？
Why does Jesus' appearance expresses this imagery in the psalm?
因为只要能够把这样的一个答案弄清楚的话，
As long as this answer is made clear,
那我们就能够明白为什么耶稣他是福音。
Then we shall be able to understand why Jesus is the good news.
我们就能够明白为什么耶稣是好消息，为什么耶稣是拯救。
Why Jesus is the good news and why Jesus is the salvation.
而我的答案就是，
And here's my answer.
耶稣完完全全地表达了这个慈爱永远长存的神。
That Jesus fully expresses and manifests the God whose love is endures forever.
你可能对耶稣的拯救很挑剔。
Now you may be critical of Jesus' salvation.
你可能说，哎呀，耶稣没有完全的打败罗马统治者吗？
You say, well, Jesus did not fully defeat the Roman governors.
耶稣没有让那些万国万民都来向耶路撒冷俯首称臣吗？
Jesus did not cause all the people, all nations to come and bow towards Jerusalem.
我在这个世界上还没有看到世界和平吗？
I still have yet to see world peace in here.
我也不知道你有什么心愿，你觉得耶稣好像没有完成。
I don't know what else you have, what desires that you feel Jesus has not accomplished.
不过我的信念是，
But my conviction is this，
在当时，
At that time，
当耶稣道成肉身的时候，
When the word became flesh，
当耶稣愿意成为一个丧家之犬的这个犹太人的时候，
When Jesus was willing to be a loser Jew，
这就是他们所需要的福音。
That was the gospel that the Jews needed。
因为在耶稣的道成肉身里面，
Because when the word became flesh，
对犹太人而言，
For the Jews,
他们看到了耶神的慈爱果然真的是永远长存。
For them, they realized that indeed God's love to them endures forever.
在旧约里面他们跟神是立约了。
In the Old Testament, they have entered a covenant with God.
在耶稣的身上，
And in Jesus,
他们看到他就算是在现在他们的时代，神还是纪念着他们。
They are able to see that even in their times that God has remembered them.
在耶稣的到来里面，
In Jesus' coming,
神完全地表达了，
God has fully expressed his love.
神对他们的爱依然没有改变，
God has fully expressed that his love to them remains.
所以我说耶稣完完全全表达了慈爱永远长存的神。
And this is why I say Jesus fully expresses the love of God that endures forever.
弟兄姐妹，
And so brothers and sisters,
这就是我们所了解的圣诞节的意义。
This is the meaning of Christmas as we understand it.
因为耶稣的到来让我们明白，
Because Jesus' coming allows us to understand,
原来神还是一直的在不断的工作。
That God has not stopped working.
神对于他的子民是不断的更新。
God has not stopped renewing his people.
也在他们的生命里面不断的创造他的善意。
God has not stopped recreating goodness amongst them.
所以我们要如何的来回应呢？
How then shall we respond?
在这个圣诞节里面我们要如何的回应呢？
How shall we respond in this Christmas season?
我们的回应就是信靠。
Our only response is to trust God.
什么是信靠的人呢？
How does the Bible describe a person who trusts God?
圣经里面形容这样的人就是义人。
The Bible says such a person as the righteous.
义人就是把他的希望交托给上帝，交托给主的人。
The righteous is the person who hands over his hope to God.
而因为我们知道这个立约的神，他是那个爱永远长存的神。
And because we know that the covenant God is the God whose love endures forever
We the 那个盼望是真实的盼望。
And therefore, our hope is a real hope.
所以我们的心里就会说，给我敞开这个义的门。
And therefore, our hearts can say, open the gates for me.
因为我要进去称谢耶和华。
That I may enter and give thanks to the Lord.
这是耶和华的门。
This is the gate of the Lord.
义人要进去。
The righteous shall enter it.
我们可以想象，当时候讲这样的话的人呢，就是一个打胜仗的人。
You can imagine those who speak such words were people who were victorious.
他们回去，他们可以告诉那个守住这个城墙的人说：“给我进去，我要来感谢耶和华。”
Soldiers, victorious soldiers were returning, and they would say to the watchman at the gate, "Let me get in. I will give praise to the Lord."
而当他们回到能够回归他们的这个家园的时候呢，那是一个虎视眈眈的时刻。
And when the soldiers returned home to their families, everyone was filled with joy.
在那时候呢，每个人都会庆贺说：“是的，神已经拯救了我们。”
And at that time, everyone would say, "Indeed, God has saved us."
让我们今天也为这耶稣的到来，我们来感谢耶和华。
Today, let us also give thanks to God for the coming of Jesus.
因为耶稣就是我们的拯救。
Because Jesus is our salvation.
耶稣就是我们的好消息。
Jesus is our good news.
让我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为你的爱永远长存。我们把这世界种种的患难、种种的纷争，我们交托在那里，你那里，我们依靠你，信靠你。我们借着耶稣基督，我们知道主啊，你对我们永不放弃，我们继续的交托，因为我们知道我们能够依靠你，在你那里是我们救恩的盼望。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。